In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was a child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel of the Lord said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you: you will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and laying in a manger." And suddenly there was an angel multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he's pleased."
When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them.
Thank you. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
At this time, we'd like everyone to turn in the Psalter hymnal to 342. The children will be singing verse 1 of Silent Night, and then we will ask everyone to join us to finish our program. Join us with verse 3, Silent Night. I want to thank everyone for coming to our program this evening, and at this time I think it might be appropriate that we show the children our appreciation for their hard work.
And all the Sunday school teachers for all the work you put into the program, let's show them our appreciation as well. Thank you all, family and friends, for coming tonight, and there will be refreshments served, I believe, afterwards. We invite you to stay for a time of fellowship, and boys and girls, we're so happy that you could sing tonight and tell us about the story of Jesus Christ and his birth, and I hope that you'll keep that forever in your hearts. Let's pray together, shall we? Father in heaven, you have told us in your word that you have ordained praise from the lips of children. We've heard that tonight. So thankful, Father, that our children, these covenant children, could sing the praises of your name and the glory of the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Bless this time, we pray, and bless these things to the children's hearts especially, that they may grow and learn these things in greater measure, and that they may indeed one day profess that faith before God's people. So bless our time of fellowship tonight, we pray, and send us safely on our way home. We ask all these things for Jesus' sake. Amen. Thank you all very much. You're dismissed.